For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, and his Son gave his life for me and for you. But whosoever believeth in him will not perish. Death, where is your sting? Sting, where is your grave? Grave, where is your victory? He got up. He got up. God raised him up. Death could not hold him. My Savior, he got up.
Hallelujah.
Up from the grave, he arose. He arose. He arose. He arose from the dead. But not before Jesus went to Calvary to save a wretch like you and me. And not before they hung him high, stretched him wide, and he hung his head, and he died for me. But that's not how the story ends. 3 days later, he rose again. That's love. There's no greater love than a man lay down his life for a friend. What a friend we have in the man who rose today than Jesus. Happy Resurrection Day. Thank you, Son of God, Jesus. Welcome to Let's Do It Radio Easter Sunday Service, April 17th, 2022. I am Miss Inez, broadcasting to you our worldwide Sunday service. Listeners, today is Resurrection Sunday, and as you all know, he arose from the grave. The grave was empty. Now, let us give Reverend Carolyn Williamson of Yakima, Washington, a warm Sunday spiritual round of applause. That's what I have to say. Thank you. And yes, now we'll have greetings from Reverend Carolyn, and after which she will grace us with a song. Yes.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is another day that the Lord God has made, and I don't know about nobody.
Is.
Hallelujah. But I am glad to be in it. I am glad for this Resurrection Sunday. Hallelujah. It's been a blessed day. Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, all the way from Yakima, Washington, by way Moses Lake, Washington, viewing the cross ministry. Hallelujah. I'm just excited about Jesus. I hope some people on the line this evening is excited about Jesus, because he's done great things. He's done great things for us. Hallelujah.
Yes,
and
has.
I don't know about nobody, but we got a right to be excited. So I bring greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We're going to bless God here, okay? We're all in different parts, but we still can give God our best, because why? God gave his best for us. Amen.
Yeah.
So greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
For
Amen.
God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. That whomsoever believes on him should not perish, should not perish, but they shall have, they shall have everlasting life. For God so loved this old world. That he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever you are would just believe on him. You should not perish. Oh God, you who shall not perish. Oh, but you shall have, hallelujah, you shall have, ooh, everlasting life. But you shall have, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
You shall have everlasting life. If you just come unto him, you will have, oh,
yes.
Lord, you will have, oh, God, everlasting life.
Glory to God. Yes. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes,
amen.
Master.
Amen.
Oh, bless him. Thank you. 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 Thank you.
10, for you will not abandon my soul to Sheol, nor will you allow your Holy One to undergo or a decay.
Mm-hmm.
Father God, Lord, we come before you and we just say there's none before you and none after you. You are God. You're the only God. And we lift your name up on high this evening.
Yes.
Father, we thank you that your Son, who knew no sin, was sacrificed for us. We thank you, Lord, that you did not let his body undergo decay. And as you prophesied in Psalms, he came out in 3 days and rose from the dead. And he suffered for us. And he rose the dead for us, that we could have life.
Thank you.
Father, I pray this evening that if there's anybody out there listening, Father, that doubts that they would come to know you, that they would know that God loves them more than any of their loved ones ever could. God and Jesus desires a relationship with them, Lord, that they want to have them. And, Lord, I'm thinking especially of some people who are handicapped and struggling in wheelchairs, Lord God. If you're out there and you feel like that you have been downtrodden and that you don't think God loves you, he loves you. And whether he needs you in this life, and he can, he has that ability, but maybe he chooses not to, but he will one day, you can be with him and walk and run with him and have complete fellowship with him. So, Father, we pray that you would just reach out to them. And folks, if you need to know Jesus, and if you're hurt like that, he will love you and he will meet you. Just call out and call upon his name.
Yes,
Father, we think that you're a loving, giving God. That is what you are. That is your nature. To want to know us and to do everything for us, to love us, to heal us, to minister to us. And, Father, we just give this over to you tonight. We pray that you'd be with Pastor Carolyn as she preaches and teaches tonight and speaks your word, Lord. May your spirit flow through her, flow her like honey and refreshing water.
Hallelujah.
Jesus' holy and precious name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you.
Thank you. Now,
hallelujah.
For the intro, Reverend Carolyn is definitely a woman of God, as you will hear today. And she has been in the ministry for over 30 years. She goes out to the highways, the byways, the community. Everywhere you see her, she ministers. I don't care if you're on the street. You can be in the park. You can be in the elevator, escalator, you know, a dumbwaiter, wherever. Wherever you are, there she is. She will definitely preach to you, give you the word, give you what's on her heart. And she always has a song on her lips. I don't care where you are. She'll sing. You just break out and sing. Like, listen, is it Darice Pace? She'll do the same thing. She'll just break out and song. And I don't care if she's on the phone to you. She'll pray for you. She'll pray over you. She'll pray with you. And she can sing, as you heard earlier. I know she's getting hoarse because somebody else had asked her to pray earlier. She's been praying and singing and going on all day long. But she always has a song on her lips if it's not on her heart. And her heart's desire is to love God's people and have his people reconciled back to him. And not only that, she is definitely a spirit-filled woman. And a willing worker
for God and a willing servant who loves God. And
Hallelujah.
I just love her, love her. And, you know, after she gives us this next selection, we will be graced with the song by her, and then we're going to be blessed by her. So y'all get ready, pull up your bootstrings, and just get ready and hold on to your hats, because she's going to preach your hat off to you. She's going to preach to you out of your soul and back in. So please, please, please.
Bless her, Master.
Another warm welcome. We're going to hear a song again from Reverend Carolyn, and then the word from on high on this Sunday. Here we go. Yes, yes, yes. Amen.
On a hill far away stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. Oh, yeah. And I love that old cross, where the dearest and best for a world of lost sinners was slain. So I'll carry it, my Lord, the old,
come on now, come on,
rugged cross. Oh, yes, the wheel, Lord, till my trophy at last I lay down. Oh, my Lord,
come on now.
I will cling to the old rugged cross. Oh, yes, I will. Oh, God, someday for a crown. Oh, that old rugged cross, so despised by the world, has a wondrous attraction for me. Oh, yeah. For the dear Lamb of God left his glory above to bury it to dark Calvary.
Come on,
Lord,
now.
I will tear it, oh God, the old rugged cross. Oh, yes, I will, oh God, fill my trophies. At last I lay down. Lord, I will cling to the old, the old rugged cross. Yes, I will, Lord, and I will exchange it.
Someday
for a crown. Oh, God, in the old rugged cross, stained with blood so divine, a wondrous beauty I see. Oh, God, for it was on that old cross, Jesus suffered and died to pardon and sanctify me. So I will cherish, oh God, the old rugged cross. Till my trophies I lay down. One of these old days, y'all, I will cling, to the old to the old red cross. Oh, yeah, I will. And I will exchange it someday for a crown. One more thing I want to say to the old red cross. I'll ever be true. It's shame and reproach gladly bear. Then he'll call me. He'll call me someday to my home so far away, where his glory forever I'll share. Yeah, I will cherish the old rugged cross. Oh yes, yeah. I will. Till my trophies at last I lay down. Oh yeah. I don't know about you, but I will cling. Glory. To the old rugged cross.
Come on.
And I will change it. Someday for crown. I will cling to the old rugged cross. I will cling to the old rugged cross. I will exchange it someday.
Come on now.
For a crown. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Woo, glory to God.
Yes.
I just got to give him a hand clap of praise.
Bless
the name. Oh, my God. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Master. Hallelujah.
Yes,
I don't know about nobody this evening, but God is so worthy of our praise. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm going to say this. Hallelujah. There's so many want to cling to this world and the things of this world. But I read that if you want to cling to the things of this world, love the things of this world more than God, you cannot be his. Hallelujah.
Well,
he is looking for some sold out, devoted, loyal, committed, faithful, bless the Lord, oh my soul, that's going to cling to him, that's going to cling to the cross. This is Resurrection Sunday. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
This is a Sunday that we talk about our Savior who rose from the dead. But don't you know every day he's getting up in somebody's life? Every day he's rising up in somebody's life. Somebody is opening up their hearts and their minds and their souls, and they're accepting the Master as their Lord and Savior. We know he got up. Glory to God. We know he rose from the dead. We know that he is alive. Hallelujah. Let me tell you something today, just in case you forgot. He got up so you can get up. You need to look at somebody. I don't know where you're at, if you're around somebody, but maybe you need to tell your own self that he got up so that I can get up and walk in this newness of life. Hallelujah. I want to call your attention to the 15th chapter of 1 Corinthians, verses 1 through 4 is what I'm going to read here today. Glory to God, because I'm excited about Jesus, not just because it's Resurrection Sunday, but I'm excited about Jesus every day. Hallelujah, because
Amen.
If it had not been, so glory to God, for the shedding of his blood, there would be no forgiveness for my sin, for your sin. So I don't know about you today, but I'm so excited that he got up so that I can get up, so that you can get up. 1 Corinthians 15 chapter. It reads thus far. Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which ye which also ye have received, and wherein ye stand, by which also you are saved. If you keep in memory that which I preach unto you, unless you believe, have believed in vain. For I delivered unto you first all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins, oh my God, according to the scripture, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the scripture. I don't know about nobody, but he got up so that you can get up. Whoever's on the line today, no matter where you are in your life, some people, hey, they came to Christ a long time ago, and they may have went left when they're supposed to stay on the straight and narrow, but I still need to remind you that he got up so that you can get up. Hallelujah. You don't have to stay in the muck and the mire. Glory to God. You don't have to stay down in the gutter. Hallelujah. He gave his life so that you can get up. Amen. And so here in this 15th chapter, the Apostle Paul wanted to remind the Corinthian church, as well as us today on the line, that the gospel that is being preached at that time to the church at Corinth, and that is being preached to you and I today, hallelujah, if we would just receive the preached word. See, I don't have no words. My words don't have no authority. My words don't have no power. But I can tell you today, oh, bless his holy name, that the word of God, the Bible, has all authority. The word of God has all power, hallelujah. Jesus has all power. Glory to God. Yeah. So when the word of God come forth, you're hearing the voice of God, because I'm reminded that all scripture has been given inspiration by God. Hallelujah. And it is good to teach us. It's good to correct us. It's good to reprove us. We need to know the right way to go. And the word of God, oh, bless his name. I'm trying not to get excited here. Hallelujah.
Go ahead.
Glory to God. The word of God is here to help us to get on the right track, to help us to stay on the right track. And so Paul is telling you and I, as well as the church at Corinth, he said, first of all, I'm announcing something to you today. I'm proclaiming something to you today. And in my proclaiming it, in my delivering it, in my teaching it, hallelujah, the gospel, it's nothing else. It's not my word. Mm-hmm. It's the gospel. Mm-hmm. It's the good news. Let me tell you something. The gospel is the good news that Christ died for yours and my sins. I wish I had some witness here. Because the Bible says in Romans 3 and 23 that have sin, come on somebody, and fallen short of the glory of God. In other words, you and I have not always done what we should have done that is pleasing in the sight of God. But God so loved the world, my God, that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever you are, I just told you God so loved the world, and whoever you are would believe on him, you shall not perish, but have everlasting life. And so God wants you to know today that he got up so that you can get up. I don't care what the situation is. I don't care how bad it looks. We serve the Almighty God, the God, the great God. I heard my brother say, there's no one like him, God. As a matter of fact, the prophet Isaiah said, there is no other God beside him. Glory to God. There will never be another one. Hallelujah. He is the one. And he's the only God.
And
he
I'm
got
the only
up.
One. Yes.
So that you can get up. He rose from the dead. And he died for you and I. Our sins. Let me put a pen right here and let you know that when the word of God is being announced, when the word of God is being proclaimed, when the word of God is being delivered, I'm reminded that Jesus said in Mark 4 and 9, he said, he that hath, 9 and 4, he that hath an ear, Let them hear what the Spirit is saying. See, we got to have an ear to hear what the preacher, what the teacher, what the pastor, whoever's proclaiming the servant of God, the representative, the ambassador. We got to have an ear to hear what is being said.
Yes.
So Paul, he encourages you and I today to hear it, to receive it, and stand on it. See, I find in this day and time, my mind goes back to Mary the mother and Mary Salome and Cleophas' wife, Mary, and Mary Magdalene. Those women and John made it to the cross. They went all the way to the cross. And so many times we find that there are those who find, make their way to confess Jesus and accept Jesus, but somewhere down the line, they turn and go the opposite way. And when you think about those five that made it to the cross, I asked myself, I said, well, where was Peter? Peter said, I would not deny you. He said, I'll die for you. There were those who received healing and received. I wonder if there's anybody on the line today that is saved and truly saved and know that it was nobody but God that delivered them. Well, maybe they were walking the streets, but it was nobody like Mary Magdalene. It was nobody but God that delivered him. Hallelujah. And you might have been drugs, or you might have been depressed, or you might have had anxiety, or you might have had cancer, but it was nobody but God, Jesus Christ, healed you, I'm trying to tell somebody today,
come on.
Jesus is alive. Glory to God. He got
up.
So that you and I can get up. And so Paul says here in the text, he says, the only way we are saved, come on somebody. He said, we are saved if we keep in memory the word of God. I don't know about nobody, but from a little girl of being 9 years old, I remember preachers preaching Jesus, and I didn't really understand it. I didn't grasp it, but I remember. I kept it to memory. Even when I was being foolish, I remember that there was a man that I heard about that came from Galilee. Oh, bless his name. I'm trying to calm down here. That came from Galilee, and he suffered and he died for my sins. And what I thought about as an adult, that this man who knew no sin, but I was lost in sin, but yet still he died for my sin. I say like the prophet Isaiah said, he said, the chastisement of our peace was upon him. Hallelujah. And with his stripes, he said, wait, let me back it up. He said he was bruised for our iniquity. Hallelujah.
Yes,
hallelujah. He was bruised. He was beaten. He was whipped. Oh, my God. He was scourged. He was slapped.
Yes.
Everything that could have been done to the master,
Everything.
He experienced it for you and I. See, I'm trying to tell somebody, you don't have to stay down. I don't care where you're at. I don't care what you're in. Hallelujah. Jesus went through everything that he went through so that you can get up. Let me tell you, for every boy, every man, woman, boy, and girl, I want to let you know today that the gospel has great benefits. And so I don't know about nobody today, but I love benefits. Hallelujah. Whether it's medical benefits, whether it's eyeglasses benefits, whether it's dental, it does not matter. Benefits, hallelujah, is good for everybody like benefits, everybody like incentives. So when you receive the gospel, when you hear and receive the gospel and stand on it and stand in it, hallelujah, you can get up and walk. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yes.
You can
come
get
on,
up and walk. Because
on.
Let me say it like this. This is the best news that could ever be given to mankind. Why? Why, Carolyn? Because we deserve punishment.
Well,
we didn't get what we deserved.
Jesus,
he took our place. And so Paul is saying here in the text here is that we're saved because the gospel that he's preaching to me and you today, if we will hear it, if we will receive it, if we will stand on it, it brings about salvation by faith, But if we will keep it to memory, what's being preached to us, if we let go of it, then our belief is in vain. And I don't know about nobody. I don't. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. I don't know about nobody, but I don't want my living
to be in vain.
I don't want my living to be in vain. No,
yes,
no.
Yes.
So here, Paul says that I can only give to you what's been given to me. Hallelujah.
Yes.
See, because Paul could say that because I remembered when he was traveling Damascus Road, y'all remember? Hallelujah. And he had an encounter that changed his life forever. Hallelujah. He met the risen Savior. Glory to God. Hallelujah. On Damascus Road. And Paul was no longer the same. Glory to God. He became an apostle of Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
But he says this.
Yes, he
did. He says to you and I, he said, I'm giving to you what's been given to me.
Yeah.
And what's been given to me is that Christ, he died for my sins. He died for your sins.
Yes.
And he said, I can only give what's been given to me because it's according, my Lord, help me, Jesus, according to
Come
the scripture.
Now.
He said it's according to the scripture. But he didn't stop right there. He said in the fourth verse, he said, and that he was buried, he was buried, but on the third day, he died.
Yes, he got up.
In his hand. Thank you, Jesus. That's why I want you to know today that the scripture is true. Jesus bled and he died for your sins and my sins. And let me tell you something.
Yes.
Let me put a little pin right there. Right there.
Mm-hmm.
Because Paul says that I'm giving you something today. And it's the gospel I'm declaring to you today. I'm proclaiming to you today. I'm delivering to you today.
Yes.
And all I
yes.
want is that you receive what I'm delivering. Hallelujah. And
come
when
on,
you receive
come
it,
on, come on.
I want you to stand on it. Hallelujah. And not only do I want you to stand on it, but I want you to keep it in your memory. Glory to God.
Yes,
I don't want you to let it go nowhere. I'm giving you what Christ has given to me. I'm giving you what the scriptures say. Because Jesus said, hallelujah. He said you could tear this body down. But in three days. Build it back up again. He said, same way Jonah went down in the belly 3 days and three nights. He said, but said the Son of Man will go in the earth for 3 days and three nights. Come on, somebody. So I'm trying to tell you, if there's any doubt in your mind, that he didn't get up. I'm telling you what the scripture says. The scripture says that he got up. The scripture said he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquity. Our chastisement, the chastisement was upon him, and with his stripes, we've been made whole. I don't know about nobody, but I don't know about nobody today, but I got to walk in wholeness, and I got to walk in holiness. I got to walk in wholeness. You got to walk in wholeness, and you got to walk in holiness, because I found out that God said, be ye holy.
Yeah.
I am holy. Well, let me tell you, when you make up in your mind that you're going to get up because he got up. When you make up in your mind that you're going to walk in the newness of life. Because he rose from the dead. He's no longer in the grave. Come on, somebody. And let me just put myself in the picture right here. Hallelujah. Because Jesus got up, I've got to let my light shine. Somebody, anybody can see Jesus Christ, hallelujah, that they can come to know Jesus, come to the saving grace of who he is. But not only that, I've got to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Whatever you need, he guarantees to meet your need. I'm just trying to tell you that he got up so that you can get up. And once you get up and walk in your newness of life, that he died to give to you. Hallelujah. You got to be about your father's business. I don't know about nobody. You got to work his work one of these days because night is coming. And you won't be able to do no work. Jesus knew that he had to be about his father's business. That's why he said, I came to do my father's will. He said, not my will, but
not
thy will be done. I'm trying to tell you, somebody, that he got up so that you can get up, so that you can go into the highways and the byways and compel others to come, that his house may be filled. He got it so that you can get up and trust in him with all of your heart and lean not to your own understanding. In every one of your ways, every one of your ways, you'll acknowledge him and he'll direct your path. He got it so you can say, Lord, all myself. Oh, Lord, order my steps. Order my steps in your word, Lord. I'm just trying to tell somebody, Jesus died for our sins. He gave his life as a ransom for our sins. The scripture said, if it had not been for the shedding of blood, for the shedding of his blood, there would be no forgiveness. No forgiveness. No forgiveness of our sins. And so I don't know about you, this Resurrection Sunday, I'm so glad that I know that he got up so that I can get up. I don't have to stay in sin. I don't have to stay in mess. I don't have to stay in anything that is against the Father's will. I can get on up. It might not change my circumstances, but it can change my position. I don't know about nobody, but God gave his best. He gave his only son. You and I may have life and have it more abundantly. We know that the devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But I'm just telling you what the scripture says today. Paul said, I'm preaching what the scripture says because I found out when I tell you what thus saith the Lord. Only thus saith the word of God can change your life. I found out that Paul said, that if it a man be, if it a man be, if it a man, a woman, girl,
come on,
boy, be
it
Christ, Lord.
Yes, he's a new creature.
He's a new creation.
He's a new
creature. Lord. All things are passed away, and behold, all things come new. I don't know about you. I couldn't have a new life. I could have a new walk. I could have a new talk. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
If it was not
uh-huh.
for Jesus getting up out of that grave.
Oh, yeah.
No more chains holding me. No more chains holding you. Because he got up. He said, oh, brave. Where is the victory?
Yeah.
Oh, death, where is your sting? And oh, grave, where is your victory? He got up so that we can get up. I don't know about you, but I stand down. I hope everybody on this line, make up in your mind. Because Jesus got up. He wants you to get up. He wants you to live and glorify him. He wants you to be steadfast and unmovable, continued in his work. Because you'll know that your labor and my labor is not in vain in the Lord. I heard a songwriter say, only what you do for Christ. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Only.
Only.
Only. What you do for Christ is going to last.
Yes.
So I'm encouraging you, because he got up, you can get
up.
And when you get up, don't you get weary. Don't you get weary. Don't you get weary. And do it really well, what is pleasing, what is acceptable in the sight of the Lord. And if you don't faint, you're gonna reap everyone. And I don't know about you, but I'm gonna say, like Apostle Paul said, he said, after I done preached, and after I done taught, and after I done served, and after I've been beaten, and after I've been shipwrecked, and after I've been scorned, and after I've been called every name but a child of God, I fought a good fight. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I kept the faith. And I know. There's a crown. There is a crown of righteousness that's laid up for him. But it's not just for him. He says for everyone that loves the appearing of the Lord. He got up so that you can get up. And he is coming back again. And I don't know about you. But I want to hear him say, Well done, my good and faithful servant. You. You've been faithful. You got to be faithful. You got to become sold out. Jesus said it like this. If any man come after me, if anyone want to be my disciple, if anyone want to follow me, you got to deny yourself. You got to pick up your cross, and you got to follow him. And I made up in my mind that I'm going all the way. I'm going all the way. All the way. Because he got up. He got up.
Come on.
He ain't in the grave no more. He ain't in the grave no more. There were women went running to the grave early Sunday morning. And they thought they were going to have to roll the stone away. But when they got there, the stone was rolled. Bless his name. Mm. The stone was rolled. And they see that he was not there. But the angel said, why are you looking for the living? Oh, my God, my God, my God. Why Now you're looking mm-hmm. for the living amongst the dead. Mm-hmm. He is not here. Mm-hmm. Don't you mm-hmm. remember? He said, in 3 days, I'll be
yeah.
in the earth. Oh, but I'll get up again. Yeah, 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 yeah,
yeah.
yeah. I'm trying to tell you this evening that he got up. He got
yes, he
up so that we can get up. And I don't know about
yeah.
you, but when I got up out of the muck and mire, he set my feet on a rock,
mm-hmm.
on a rock to stay. And ever since that day, I've been running. Oh,
yes.
my Lord, I've been running, and I haven't got time
yes.
yet. I realize
yeah.
the songwriter said like this. He said, this world is not my home. Oh, my God, my God. This world is not my home. I'm just a
right.
soldier in the army
yes.
of the Lord. I'm just a
yes.
servant in the master's
yes.
hand. And it's only because he got up so I can get
yes.
up. And I don't know about
mm-hmm.
you, but I got a made-up mind.
Mm-hmm.
I made that I'm going to keep running for Jesus. I'm going to keep
uh-huh.
going all the way. I'm going all the way. I say it like David
yes.
said, all the days of my life, all the days of
mm-hmm.
my life.
Mm-hmm.
Glory to yeah. I would dwell.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I would dwell in the house of the Lord. He died
yes.
for me, so
yes,
I live for him. He gave
yes,
his life
yes.
as a sacrifice
yes.
for my sin. So I've got
Come
a made up
mind
that I'm going to live all the days of my life. For the rest of my life, I'm going to serve
yes.
the Lord. For the rest of my life, I'm going to live for the Lord. For the rest of my
yes.
life, I'll go where he wants me to go. I'll do what
yes.
he wants me to do. I wish I had
yes.
somebody that made up in their mind
on
this great resurrection morning, great resurrection evening, that they're going to make Jesus. Jesus,
yes,
yes. Jesus, their choice, because
yes,
he,
yes.
because he,
yes,
he,
yes.
he got it up,
he got up,
he got it up, so that you can get up, no matter where you are, you can
come
be
on.
In prison, but you can still
yes.
get up. Hallelujah. It don't matter
Come
where
on.
You are. You can be lost
mm-hmm.
in sin, but you can get up because he got up so that you can
yes.
walk in your new life. He died,
yes.
he died, he died, he died, he died,
yes,
he died so that you can live. I'm going to leave
yes.
you alone.
Yes.
But Jesus, I'm glad.
Come on.
I'm glad that I know that one day,
yes.
after he finished his father's will, they led him. They led him to a place
yes.
called Mount Calvary. They had whooped him.
Yes.
They had beat him. Oh, my God, his skin was torn open. Oh, my
yes,
Lord, thank
yes,
you, Master.
Yes.
Hallelujah, but they led him.
Yes.
I can imagine Jesus saying, I gave my life for this world, for their sin, and I can't find nobody who loves me enough to say, Lord,
well,
here am I. Here am
yes,
I. Yes. Have your way in my life, Lord, because you gave your life for me. So I give my life for you. They led
yes.
him to Mount Calvary, and they nailed him. They nailed him for the sin
back then. His right hand, y'all, for sin right now, right now, right now, right now. But they didn't stop right there, y'all. They nailed his feet for the sin that you and I would commit while we're still on the earth. And they didn't stop right there, y'all. They put a crown around his head, and blood, after he had been beaten, it wasn't enough that he lost all that blood in the beating, but they put a crown of thorns around his head, and they pressed it in, and blood came streaming down his face.
Yes, it did.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. And he said, Father, forgive them. So they don't know what they're doing to me. Oh, my God. He said, Father, why have you forsaken me? He said, Father, I commit my spirit into your hands. He said, No, it is finished. They put him in a borrowed tomb. They took his body down, and they put him in a tomb, and he stayed there all night Friday. Oh, my God. And he stayed there all day Saturday and all night Saturday. But I found out that
early
Sunday morning, he got up, y'all. He got up, y'all. There's somebody on the line. No matter where you are, this is your day. This is your hour. You can get up right where you are. All you have to do is say, Lord, I believe that you died for my sins. I believe that you got up out of the grave. And I believe that you're coming back again. And I want to be ready. I want to be ready. And I thank you, dear Lord, because you got up so that I don't have to stay down. I can get
up
and walk in the newness, in the newness of life, and be all that you called me to be, all that you died for me to be, and do all that you will have me to do. Oh, my God, he got up. He got up.
So that we can get up.
And I give him glory, and I give him praise, because if he had not got up, there would be no help. There would be no hope for any of us. But thank you, Master.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Master.
Thank you.
Hallelujah, where we extend an invitation.
Jesus
Christ to come for somebody. Hallelujah. You heard the message. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How he got up so you can get up.
Yes,
you heard the gospel according to the scripture. Hallelujah. You've heard the word of the Lord, I pray. Hallelujah. Receive the word today. Hallelujah. Stand on the word today, because it's only by receiving, hearing, believing and receiving, are you saved by faith? Hallelujah. In Jesus Christ. Keep the word in your mind. Hallelujah. What you heard. Because according to the scripture, according to the scripture, hallelujah, Christ Jesus died for our sins. And he was buried 3 days.
Yes,
he rose again.
Yes,
that's
did.
According to the scriptures. Hallelujah.
Yes.
You might say, hallelujah, I want to know this Jesus. It's a good day to know Jesus. It's a good day
yes.
to accept Jesus. It's a good day to open up
yes.
your heart. He said, I stand at the door and knock. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And if anyone
yes.
will open up, he said, I'll come in and sup with you. And you sup with me. He said, come unto me, all ye that are heavy laden. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And I will give you rest. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said, take my yoke upon me and learn of
yes.
me. But my yoke is easy, my burden
yes,
is light. Hallelujah. He said, whoever
yes.
Those who God the Father has given to me, he said, if you come, I will in no
yes.
wise cast you out.
Yes.
I will push
yes.
you
yes.
away. My arms, hallelujah, will
hey.
Stretch out wide on the cross, hallelujah. And they're still
yes.
stretched out wide, hallelujah, to receive anyone, hallelujah, that will accept Christ Jesus. All you have to do,
amen.
Hallelujah, by faith, hallelujah. Romans 10:9 said, thou confess with thy mouth and believe in thy heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, thou shalt be
yeah.
saved.
Yeah.
But with
yeah.
the heart, man,
yeah.
believeth unto righteousness. But with the mouth,
come
confession,
on.
Hallelujah, is made unto salvation. Hallelujah. For God didn't send his son into the world to condemn the world,
no,
but that the world through him might be
yeah.
saved. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
He got up
yeah.
so that you can get up. All you have to do is confess.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. And ask him to come into your heart. He'll come in. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He'll be the Lord of your life if you let him be. Hallelujah. And
yes.
there's no better time. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And let him be the Lord of your life so that when he comes
amen.
Back, he'll know you as his own. Hallelujah. He'll call you unto him
yes.
as his child. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And you'll spend eternity. Amen. Hallelujah. In the presence of the Lord. God bless you today.
Yes.
He got
bless
up.
You, bless you. Bless you.
So that
yes,
we can
he
get
did.
Up. Thank you.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Oh, bless the
amen.
Lord.
Amen. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
And if there
you,
was somebody
you,
that accepted,
you.
If there was somebody that accepted Christ, we want to say welcome
yes.
to the family of God.
Yes.
That's the best decision that you'll ever make in your life.
Yes.
Hallelujah. It's the best decision you will ever make in your life. You'll only wish you would have done it a whole lot sooner.
Yes.
God bless you.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you,
amen. Thank you. Thank you. Let's give her a hand clap. Yes, Lord
hallelujah.
Jesus. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes. Now I have a song called The Power of the Resurrection, done by our own Reverend Ronnie Marshall. The Power of the Resurrection.
Life has given us so many turns. And there was no out. But thank God for the power of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. It makes everything happen in life. All of the good success. Y'all listen to it. No. resurrection of Jesus. Oh, 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 oh.
Song is called The Power of the Resurrection, and that's off a Reverend Ronnie Marshall's Don't Turn Away from God album, which is you can hear through iTunes, MyTunes, iTunes, I'm just kidding, Amazon, and all music media. You can support him. Next week is usually his Sunday, but he is having someone, Reverend May, step in for him and speak for him on next Sunday, the fourth Sunday service. So please join in, and it's also in the evening at 6 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Mountain, 8 p.m. Central, and 9 p.m. Eastern. And so our other announcements of the day are April the 19th. I have the Miss Inez Says Let's Talk About It. That's also at 6 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Mountain, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. I don't know what I'll talk about because whatever's going on throughout the week, I may just come up with something to talk about, or y'all can call in and say, let's talk about this. Thursday, we have a new segment from the View of the Kingdom with Stephanie Dean, and she is on the line with us today. And their topic, the ladies' topic, is about going to be about an hour, is God's Ideal Woman, and that's 3 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Mountain, 5 p.m. Central, and 6 p.m. Eastern. And then later on that evening, about 3 hours later, we're going to have Keeping It Real with Sergeant Park, 6 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Mountain, 8 p.m. Central, and 9 p.m. Eastern. And so we want to thank each and every one of you for joining us on the Let's Do It Easter Sunday service with Reverend Carolyn Williamson. She poured out her heart. She always does. She probably has to go change her clothes and get some handkerchiefs, and because she just speaks so hard, and you can't say that she's not a woman of God. So we just appreciate her word that she gave out today. He got up so we could get up, okay? And if you ever miss any of our episodes throughout the week, you can always go to the homepage of doitallinthemall.com, and on the right-hand side, you can click on the radio icon and view all of the past episodes, listen to them as often as you want on demand, because it goes back all the way to day one when we started the radio show. So you've got plenty to listen to. I would say binge, but you'll be binging for quite a while. So we just thank each and every one of you for listening and being with us today. And I just appreciate all those who are online. I don't know if Miss Stephanie Dean wants to say anything about her service for Thursday. Would you like to say anything, Miss Stephanie?
Well, praise God, everyone. I just want to say before I make a statement, I just want to say how I enjoyed that woman of God. It was powerful, and I give God the glory, and I just thank God that how he used her, and I just pray that everyone enjoyed it as much as I did. I'm embarking on something new on Thursday, praise God. But I know Lord to be ready at all times, so I just feel like this is something God has placed in my spirit because of everything that's going on in the world. We need to refocus on women, what God's intention for a woman is from beginning, a youth to teenage, young adults, middle age, and the older women. Praise God. And this is, I mean, we're going to hit different aspects. And praise God, I just pray that every woman that's on the line, even if you have a young daughter, a granddaughter, you know, any woman, praise God. Men can join in as well, but our women, so we can talk to our women so that we can let them know that they are precious to God. And praise God, we'll get more into it during that time. And again, I thank you. And you all have a blessed night. And again, I enjoy the woman of God.
Thank you so much. And we also have Reverend Ronnie Marshall on the line. Reverend Marshall, would you like to say anything?
God bless you all, and thank you, woman of God, for such wonderful expressions of the resurrection. And keep on, and God will take us all to that place, you know what I mean?
Yes,
so I certainly enjoyed being here and looking forward to sharing with you all on next week, the Lord's will. But I sure did enjoy the minister on today. Thank you, and God bless you, and stay encouraged and stay in the vineyard.
Yes. Do you want to say anything about your album?
Please, by all means. I hope you all embrace this album because, as you can see, it's speaking to the times that we live in.
Yes, it is.
The Antichrist is running crazy. People need to know. Don't turn away from God. And you can purchase, you can get this album online. You can get it from Amazon, CD Baby, CD Universe, all of the venues, the stores, Apple Music, iTunes, it's there. So if you'd be kind and generous enough to support this album, we certainly would appreciate it a whole bunch. And also we ask him that you all be thinking of also our hostess, Inez, and her kindness and what she give to us, making it possible for this platform that we can speak this gospel. The Bible says when this gospel shall be preached all over the world, then the end shall come. And we want you all to think in mind, keep her in mind. And then our sister, Stephanie, Renee, Jordan Dean, and those beautiful ladies out of Pine Bluff, Arkansas, is going to be hosting off the show on Thursday. And, wow, that's going to be a beautiful piece as well. But I'm grateful to be here tonight on this resurrection service. And God bless you, woman of God. Inez, God bless you. And to all of the listeners, God bless you all. Hey, y'all going to get that album now. Make me feel good now on the resurrection.
Amen.
Amen.
You are welcome. And also, if you have a topic or, you know, you want to get in touch with us or you got touched by today, you can email us at letsdoitradio@gmail.com. And if you have a topic you'd like to discuss, go ahead. Or if you want to host, go ahead and hit us up. Again, it's letsdoitradio@gmail.com and hit us up and we can discuss a topic or, you know, if you want to be on the show throughout the week, let us know again. And we just appreciate each and every one of our worldwide listeners for joining in, tuning in, because we got some listeners from A to Z, from Zimbabwe to Africa to Arizona to Alabama to Arkansas to D.C., Maryland. So we got people all the way in between Colombia, Brazil, Ukraine, Russia, Spain, Bolivia. So, you know, if you know somebody in those areas or the areas I have not mentioned, Skype them and say, hey, join us throughout the week. And so we just want you to know that we appreciate each and every one of you for joining us. And I just have this inspirational prayer that I want to say before we head out, unless Reverend Carolyn has anything she'd like to say.
I just thank God. I'm lost for words, and I'm soaking in the cross. Amen. Hallelujah. Just thank God for each one that tuned in, and I pray that we'll take the Lord along with us everywhere we go because he got up that we can get up. Hallelujah. So thank you. Amen.
Yes. Amen, amen. And if you would bow your heads, please, as I say this prayer. If God is dead, What makes the flowers bloom? What makes the summer come in June? Who can tell me where his body lies? If God is dead, who is listening and who answers prayers? Almighty and loving Father, creator of heaven and earth, the Father of our living Son, Jesus Christ, who rose from the dead on his resurrection day, we praise you and we adore you. You are the King of Kings. We humbly bow our heads and ask for your forgiveness for our sins because he didn't have to do it, but I'm so glad he did. So have mercy on us, O Lord. We have gathered beneath the cross in your presence. We open our hearts, minds, and souls to worship you. You sent your Son. So please send us your Holy Spirit to be our guide and give us the wisdom to understand your will and your way. Enlighten our minds and put them at peace and let your love be upon us. Thank you that today we dwell in your kingdom and live in your presence. Thank you that as we gather together this evening, we join all the worldwide listeners across Luxor Radio to glorify your holy name. We humbly thank you, Father, for the precious time you have given us, inspired us, and led us in our perilous time together. All this we pray in your Lord Jesus, your precious Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever. We ask this in your darling Son, Jesus' name. Amen. And may the Lord watch between me and thee while we are absent one from another. Please keep each other in prayer. And please, please, please pray for Ukraine during their wartime. In Jesus' name, we pray. As I do this outro from Don't Turn Away From God, from the Lonnie Marshall Don't Turn Away From God album.
And I know there's times that we talk with God and walk with God, and he's been there for us, been our joy, joy of our life. Everything we should do should be with a heavenly mind.
Jesus, we ask you to help us to understand and strengthen us to provide for ourselves and our communities by working together. It takes each and every one of us to come together as the kings and queens that we are and have always been. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you again for joining us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.